Hi, my name is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to use the Copy Website tool to deploy an ASP.NET website. Now, the Copy Website tool is an XCopy type deployment of an ASP.NET website in that it copies all of the files to the remote server, and then the first time the site is accessed, those files are compiled. Now, if you want to pre-compile your site, there is an alternative, which is the Publishing Website tool. So to get started, what I've done is created a sample website over here called Website VB. It has several ASPX files, a README text file, web.config, and a default theme that has a cascading style sheet and a skin file. Let's say you've been creating this website on your development box, and now you want to deploy it to a testing server where the QA people or other developers are going to test it. Now you have several options in ASP.NET. And the one we're going to look at today is called the Copy Website tool. And that's located up here in the website menu, Copy Website. And it opens up a little tool that has two panels to it. The left-hand panel is the source website, so in essence all of these files represent what's in our website in the solution on the right in the Solution Explorer. And then the right-hand panel is the remote website where you want to deploy your site to. Now, in order to connect to a remote website, you use the Connections toolbar at the top. So we'll click Connect, and we get a dialog window that has the choice of a file system, folder-based location, the local IIS server, an FTP site, or a remote HTTP site. Let's start out with the file system, and we're going to click this Deploy folder that I've set up in the sample code folder. So now we have an active remote website, and we're ready to copy the source to the remote website. Now notice all of the files in our source website have a status of new because we have not yet copied anything using this tool over to the remote website. So if we wanted to copy the entire website over to the remote website, all we have to do is simply right-click, select Copy Site to Remote. It moves all of the files in our site over to the remote website, and notice now the status is unchanged on both our source and remote website. This means everything's in sync, and the two represent the same site at this point in time. So now the QA people will be all set to go on the remote website if they're using a file-based approach. So now let's say we go along, we want to do more development on our site. So let me go over here and add a few things to the site. Let's go in and add a new web page, and we'll just call it Deploy3. And now that we've added that page to the site, notice over here in our tool that Deploy3 is flagged as both a status of new, and there's a visual indicator in the source website so that we know now the source and remote websites are not in sync. We have this extra page that we've added to our source website. So let's say we want to get what's in this source website over to the remote website. We have two approaches. One would be we could use the copy site to remote again. And what's going to happen then is the tool's going to go through and look and see which files have changed in our source site and copy them over to the remote website. The alternative is to do files individually. So let me do that. Let me pick both the new files, Deploy3, and the code behind file. And now I'll click the button which says copy selected files from source to remote website. Now, the two sites are the same once again because Deploy3 is flagged as unchanged on both the source and the remote website. So once again, our remote website is in sync with our source site. Let me go over and add a few more things to our site. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go up here actually to the solution. We're going to add a new project of a class library type. We'll just leave it as class library 1, and let me put this in the sample code folder under the class library project. So now we've added a class library to our site. Let me reference that from the website as a project. Now let me build the website. Now we have a bin folder with the assembly representing our class library. And we go back over here to the tool. It has not yet sensed that we've updated our source website. So we can do that manually. Up here is the refresh button. So let me refresh the source website. Now we have the new bin folder here. We don't see that over here in the remote website, so how can we tell that the two are out of sync? Well, you can drill down into the bin folder and notice that we have a status of new with our three files here. And also over in the remote website it says the bin directory does not exist. So that's telling us, okay, hey, something's out of sync here, and the status of new indicates that these files are the ones that are out of sync. We can navigate back up to the root of our source website. Notice that both panels are staying in sync here as we move around, which is helpful for comparison purposes. So we know that we created the class library, edit as a reference, and compiled our website so the bin folder contains our changed files. But imagine if our website was more complex with a whole bunch of folders, nested folders, and the like. It might be hard to determine exactly which files are changed. And so to go into the bin folder like this and to select the files individually and then copy them over to our remote site might become problematic, because the odds of us missing something increase as the complexity of our site increases. So another approach to getting the remote website in sync with the source is on the right-click menu there's a Synchronize Site choice. And what this will do is go through and synchronize the entire source and remote website. So let's do that. It goes through, and now the two sites are equivalent. Notice there's now a bin folder in our remote site. If we go into that bin folder, it shows us unchanged for files on both sides. So in that example, we synchronized the entire source and remote websites. Let me go back over here and make another change by adding a new page to our website. And we'll just call this Deploy 4. And we'll close that out. We have Deploy 4 picked up. Actually misspelled it there, but that's okay. We have Deploy 4 picked up in our Copy Website tool. So now, rather than synchronizing the entire site, I just want to show you there is the option of selecting individual files and clicking the Synchronization button. And what that does is just synchronize those selected files on both the remote and source site. So I do that. Now we have Deploy 4 synchronized on both source and remote sites. Another situation that you might run into is, what if someone changes one of the existing files? To this point, all we've been doing is adding new files to the site. So let me go into the README on the website, and I'll put this is a change. We'll save that. And now notice on our source site, README is flagged as being changed, whereas it's unchanged on the remote website. So now if we do synchronization, let's pick the individual file and do it that way. And if I do synchronization, what happens is the two files become the same. And in order to show that, let me go over here to the solution. And what I want to do is just to add an existing website. And what we're going to pick is the deploy folder, so that in essence this is the remote site here on the right hand panel. So let's go into the README file there, and notice that the text is equivalent to what we had over here in the source website. So that synced up both sides. Let's see what happens if we were to change both of them. So let me go here into README on the original or source website. Let me go in here, and what I'm going to do is type change first. We'll save that. Now that's flagged as changed over here in the source site. Let me go into the README on our remote site. And let me just try change second on this one. We'll save it. And now notice it's flagged as changed on the remote site, but we have a different visual indicator. We have a question mark on both sides. And the tool is essentially saying, I see that you've changed the file in both the source and remote website, and there isn't any clear-cut rule that can be applied in order to determine which one I want. So now let's try to synchronize with these two files changed. So I'm just going to do it individually. I'll pick this, click Synchronize, and it's giving us a conflict dialog window where it's showing us the date, time that each one was changed, giving us several options to use source, use remote, skip it, or cancel out of the synchronization. And let's use the remote because that's the one that I changed second. And if you notice remote, the timestamp is later. So I'll say use remote. Now it's synchronized the two files that are flagged as unchanged. But if I go into the README in the source site, notice we have change second, which indicates that it took the text from the README in the remote website and brought that over and synchronized it with the source website. So now let's say that we're confident that our site's working as expected. The QA people have confirmed that on the remote website. And now we want to deploy our source site to this production server where it can be used publicly. And in this case, we don't have a public site that we can go to, so what we'll say is our local IIS is our public website. So what we want to do is disconnect from the remote file-based website where we've done our QA, so I'll just click Disconnect. It's just saying, do you want to disconnect? I'll say yes. Now we have no remote website associated with our source. So what I want to do is connect. We'll go to local IIS, which will represent our production server. I've created a virtual directory called How Do I on IIS, which is our production location. And now we have our local host How Do I site, which represents our production server. So now, if we want to take our source website and deploy it to our remote IIS-based site, all we have to do, as you probably guess, is just go copy site to remote. It moves all the files over, and now our production server is ready to go and represents our source website. So let's look at a couple more things you might run into here with our remote website. Let's say someone comes along, and we'll pick deploy 3, and they inadvertently delete that from our production box. So we'll click delete. Do you want to delete? Yes. And now what happens is if we were to open the tool and connect to our remote IIS site, we would see that the tool has flagged that these two files are deleted. So we get an indication that something's out of sync here between our source and remote websites. So now let's say that we want to synchronize the two sites. Well, do we want to actually delete deploy 3 on our source site? In this case, no. So one way we could approach this is we could say, okay, we know it's deploy 3. We'll highlight those individual files. We'll say copy them over to the remote website. It's giving us a confirm overwrite here saying do we want to replace the deleted with the source. We'll say yes to both. And now we have both the remote and the source sites in sync. So in that situation we were saying we want to move deploy 3 from the source to the remote. Let me delete, let's say, deploy 2 in this case. Now we have deploy 2 deleted on the remote, but it exists on the source. And let's say we want to synchronize the two sites. Now, synchronization is different from what we just did because we explicitly said we want deploy 3 to be copied over to the remote. We weren't saying figure out what to do because it's deleted on the remote, it exists on the source. So this time what I'm going to do is pick synchronize site, And now we get a little bit different dialog box. Let me move it down here so we can look at the files and see what's going on here. It says the following file in your remote site has been deleted, but a copy exists on the source site. Okay? Do you want to delete the file on the source website? So this is different than what we did where we forced it from source to remote. It's trying to synchronize, and so it doesn't know to get it synchronized, should it delete it on the source site or not? And we'll say no. So we'll say no to both files. And then what happens is that it doesn't synchronize it by deleting the deploy to on the source site. So now in the tool, the deploy to is viewed as a new file that's been added. So if we run synchronization again, what happens is it moves deploy to over to the remote site, and the two sites are now considered equivalent. So we've looked at a number of different aspects of the copy website tool. First, we looked at how do you connect to a remote website. Through the connect button, we saw that you can connect to four different types of places. One is a folder on a local file system, the local IIS server, an FTP server, or a remote site via HTTP. And then once you connect to a remote site, we saw how to synchronize or copy files between the source and remote website. Looked at copying the entire site, synchronizing the entire site, and then working with individual files in different ways, either new files, changed files, or deleted files. I encourage you to download the sample source code. It's available in both Visual Basic, which we used here in the video, as well as C#. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on how to use the Copy Website tool for deployment in ASP.NET. Thank you.